The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has updated its proposed new wastewater treatment permit for the island community of Wrangell. It's the first of 9 Alaska communities that all operate under the same type of wastewater permit waiver to receive updates. The agency initially proposed a permit with new requirements in October of last year, but there have since been changes. EPA spokesperson Bill Dunbar says the newest proposal corrects some internal errors made by agency staff.
We discovered that it needed some nips and tucks. There were a couple of errors that we needed to tidy up.
The updated proposal also adds additional testing requirements, like testing growth rates and toxicity in various fish and shellfish species.
We also did add monitoring for PFAS, which is what we call an emerging contaminant that EPA and others are concerned about and interested in. So there's some monitoring that's required now under that permit.
Wrangell's wastewater treatment facility is one of a handful in the state that operate on what's called a 301H waiver. It's a federal permit that upholds state water quality standards while allowing certain coastal communities to forego full treatment of sewage. It basically allows the communities to pipe minimally treated waste into the ocean.
So it's very close partnership with the state to make sure that as we write new permits under this waiver program, that they still meet state water quality standards.
Dunbar says the focal point of updated permits is new state water quality standards for a few types of bacteria. The new permits try to clamp down on potential fecal bacterial contamination in the waters around communities where people recreate or harvest seafood.
The old adage used to be the solution to pollution is dilution, and that's essentially what the Wrangell plant was designed to do.
That's Wrangell's Public Works Director, Tom Wader. He's been in communication with wastewater regulatory agencies and says it's been a frustrating process.
The 301H waiver was, I think, intended for more rural areas that had, you know, massive receiving waters. Southeast Alaska, most of the towns are smaller places with, you know, big ocean in front of them and lots of current. And now the rules are changing and solution to pollution is not really dilution anymore. Like they want it actually treated, not just diluted.
Wader calls the updated permit a massive increase in testing requirements.
So we've just been trying to get across to the EPA just how challenging this is going to be for small towns with minimal resources. And as far as I know, some of the new requirements, I don't even know if there's a lab in the state of Alaska to test those.
Wrangell's current wastewater treatment system won't be able to meet the new requirements. The community will have to set up a disinfection step for the effluent or what leaves the treatment plant. Initial engineering estimates put the price tag of the new setup at over $12.5 million. Wader says testing expenses alone will likely increase 4 to 5 times what they are now. He says it's been a discouraging process to work with the regulatory agencies on the community's new permit.
From 1 year to the next, they just continue adding more and more requirements and stipulations in.
Wader says he worries the new testing requirements might not reflect what's actually going on at the plant. It might pick up contamination from other sources.
We have to test the effluent, like what is leaving the plant. So we should know what those numbers are, absolutely. But then we're also testing all around the receiving waters and all up and down the Wrangell shoreline, you know, for a couple miles, basically in each direction of the discharge pipe. And if there's boats in any of the harbors who don't have a proper working toilet and they're dumping into the harbor, that is definitely going to impact our receiving waters. If people walk their dogs on City Park Beach and we've had a dry month and some of that stuff's maybe accumulated, that's going to impact our sampling. If there's a flock of geese on the beach at City Park, that could impact our testing.
He says he feels like every time he meets with the EPA or State Division of Environmental Conservation, which sets state water quality standards, the goalposts continue to be moved.
At the end of the day, Wrangell gets it and we're on board. Like, we want to have good water quality being discharged out into the receiving waters. But it feels a little bit like the EPA basically didn't do anything for 20 years, and now they're trying to make up for lost time, and they're trying to cram everything down on us here all at once.
Wrangell is on the smaller end of communities with 301H waivers. Others in Southeast include Petersburg, Sitka, and Ketchikan. There are also some major cities with the waivers as well, like Anchorage and even San Diego, California. The other 301H communities in Alaska also face permit updates and increased requirements in the coming years. Wader says Wrangell and other small southeast communities are working with national engineering firm HDR to try and communicate with regulatory agencies as a block. Although the permit isn't quite final yet, Wader says Wrangell officials are trying to think outside the box and find funding to meet the new requirements without overburdening ratepayers. Utility rates in the community have jumped in the past 2 years already, with sewer rates increased by around 50%. Wader says EPA officials told him they'd take into consideration the community's comments about cost.
I was like, well, yeah, consideration doesn't pay the bills. You know, so until we know that we're going to get some help on this or that there's going to be some help with the funding for these mandates, we have to assume that we're paying for it out of our own pocket, and we can't afford that.
Wrangell submitted comments on its updated proposed permit at the end of August. Wader says he thinks Wrangell's final permit could be issued in October. Then it'll be crunch time for the community to set up new testing procedures and get moving on sewage disinfection to fulfill the requirements before the next permit review 5 years from now. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.